Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Johnny, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I told my mother about being completely passive and not helping women anymore. She looked at me in complete shock because I said, I don't want a woman that's been with a lot of dudes, and that I would find it very embarrassing if everyone knew about her sexual exploits and past. She then went on to shame me for not wanting the emotional baggage that generally comes with a woman these days. I went on to say helping women is no benefit to us men when all we get is shame. The conversation continued to spiral out of control until I decided that it was pointless, and I went to sleep, only to wake up to my mother and father talking about me. I couldn't make out most of it, but I could tell they thought I was delusional. Their conversation ended with my father calling Johnny nonsense. Thank you for showing me the light, Sandman. Well, Johnny, thanks for the donation and topic, and for giving me some of your allowance money. Your parents are going to want grandchildren from you one day, and hearing you talk like this is freaking them out, and shattering, or at the very least, cracking the future image they have in mind for your future. A future that looks a lot like theirs. You're the investment they made in their lineage continuing, and it's disappointing to them that you might not actually want that, so they're probably going to blame you if that happens. Otherwise, they're just blowing off what you're saying as a phase in your life. Instead, what they should be thinking about is the fact that if teenage girls aren't enough to get young teenage guys like their son to be interested in the opposite sex when they're at their most beautiful, then you know that we as a species are in a scary place where we're going to be facing an existential crisis. Johnny, I think that if you're going to take on the emotional baggage of women, then right now is the time to do so. It's the lightest it's going to be in your entire life, and you can't go your own way unless you actually go your own way from something. Plus, having sexual experiences right now is the safest in your life as well, because the women they get together with, you genuinely want to be with you, unless perhaps they're drunk as a skunk. After the age of 25, you don't know if they're attracted to you or if they're just using you for beta male provisioning. Live your life now and the girls are attracted to you and want to be with you and have some relationships. Also, stop talking about this stuff to your parents. If you date a few girls and they see this and you stop talking to them about avoiding women and their emotional baggage, then you'll give your parents hope that you'll get married one day and make some babies so they'll actually think that you're just growing out of some phase at this point. You don't have to tell them later on in life you plan on being single. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Generation X parents freaking out that they don't understand why their teenage son wants to stay away from girls' clown world show. It's quite possible that behind your back they're talking about the possibility that you're gay. Maybe they're wondering if you had some sort of traumatic experience with a girl or teacher that led you to think the way that you do. Make sure you don't talk about my channel to them because then they might complain to YouTube or something like that. The last thing I need is some sobbing mother to start spamming my channel or complaining to YouTube to give me a strike. If you're going to talk about not helping women in shaming language, then just say that you think women are strong and independent these days, and that helping them would be disrespectful to them in the first place, because they can do everything that a man can do and so much more. Shove that feminist BS up your mother's ass, but not in an incestuous way. Tell her that you're choosing not to simp because you want to hurt them back for shaming us. Johnny, your mother sees the rejection of all women in general as a personal rejection of her, because of female-owned group preference. So she felt like what you said was a personal jab, and then you had to wake up to your parents discussing you, which was, for all intents and purposes, your mother using your father as an emotional tampon to dump all the bad feelings she had onto him. But I also suspect that part of her wanted to talk to him so that she would actually wake you up from the comfortable sleep you were having. Of course, if you asked her why she had to talk so loud to wake you up, she can use the plausible deniability that she's your mother and that she's worried about you because of what you told her before you went to sleep. Meanwhile, she's just feeling upset and spreading the bad feelings you gave her around without even realizing it to your father and you. She has to purge all the bad vibes from her body and spirit, and you and your dad are the emotional tampons. You irritated her and now she has to get even. But she doesn't want you to know that you pissed her off, because then you'll know how to get on her nerves and push her buttons next time. You gave your mother baggage because you don't want to smash some ungrateful woman in your cabbage. And then your mother dumps that baggage onto your father and you. That's why it's a good reason not to push women's emotional buttons, because they usually push yours back. Johnny, while it must have felt good to tell someone else about how you're no longer interested in helping or dating women in general in the future because of their past, to your mother it probably felt like, in a way, you were slut-shaming her too. Your mother used the most basic form of manipulation to shame you to not leave the plantation. What she was saying indirectly was you don't have your mother's validation or approval if you choose to go your own way. I don't think that she was convinced that simply shaming you was going to work, so she topped it all off by not allowing you to get any sleep as well, by pestering your pops so that he would probably sit down with you later and set you straight, so that you'll actually find a nice girl to date, instead of having a heart that's full of hate. As for emotional baggage, it doesn't matter how much or how little women have of it. It tends to build up rather quickly, and then they require a sacrificial man tampon, a man pawn, to dump their bad fifis onto. As soon as women get rid of their emotional baggage, more of it appears. That has nothing to do with how many men they were with in the past or their sexual history. They can't help but feel everything in a super sensitive way. It's their biology designed to make them sensitive to the needs of having kids one day. Of course, I'm referring to small children. But once those kids get as old as you, Johnny, then they become a good candidate for their mothers to dump their emotional baggage onto. You became a junior man pawn. Congratulations. But you know exactly what it is and how to avoid it now. When you tell your mother that you don't want to help women in the future and be their emotional tampon, what your mother hears is you don't want to be her emotional tampon. So out of fear of losing that service from you, her instinct was to dump as much emotional crap onto you as possible indirectly while you were sleeping. It's just purely her doing it based on irrational fears that you won't be there for her one day. So deep down subconsciously, she probably fears that she better use you emotionally as quickly as possible while you're still there. It's her impulsive response to the fear she has that you might end up hating women or not giving them your time and resources. So I hope you're not taking things too personally, Johnny. You're right, though, that all we get in life as males is shame. If we don't spend enough time with our partner and she leaves us, it's our fault, and we get shame for not making quality time a priority. If she leaves us because we don't work enough, because we're giving her tons of quality time, then it's all our fault, too, for not being a good provider. We always have to walk around on pins and needles making sure we don't behave too extreme either one way or the other. It's like everything we do has to be measured and calculated, so that women can compare our behavior to other men's behavior, to make sure we're functioning under so-called normal male operating parameters. We aren't allowed to be ourselves in relationships because we are all walking around on eggshells. That's what you understand to be the truth, Johnny, and you're figuring this out at a very young age. The first line of defense against that sort of thinking is shaming from women, so you better expect more of it from your mother for many years to come. If you're anything like myself, it won't end until your mid-30s. Remember that women go for distance and irritation because it works. Einstein is quoted as saying that repeating the same actions over and over again expecting a different result is the definition of insanity. But not if you're a woman, because the more you nag, the more likely you are to irritate your target enough to get them to get on their nerves until they finally give in to your demands and do as you want them to. So be prepared for non-stop shaming language from your mother if you stick with your principles for the next decade or two. I think that's about all I've got to say about your situation, Johnny. I'm also finally, for the most part, over COVID-19, the Omicron or Omicron variants. I stopped feeling tired and coughing for the most part after about 8 days. You may have noticed I was having trouble recording some of my videos, about a week's worth of them. The other people around me that got it, that gave it to me, all had their shots and their symptoms and duration of the disease was the same, or even worse. There have been many debates about the efficacy of the jabs for Omicron. My experience taught me what it is about COVID that's so deadly. It's the crazy mucus production in your respiratory tract. I was coughing up almost a quarter of a water bottle worth of mucus every day from my upper respiratory tract for about 5 or 6 days. Luckily, Omicron is not as likely to get into your lower respiratory tract the way that earlier versions did. I think that's what finally ended the high death rates, thanks to COVID. It became easier to spread and less deadly than other strains, so it finally ended up defeating itself. With regards to mucus, it's the inability to clear all that mucus debris from your lungs that is almost as thick as glue that requires quite a bit of effort and coughing, and it's actually killing people. My body kept me coughing nonstop for days until it was finally clear. It wouldn't let me sleep, and I was coughing up day and night. From my experience, it was the worst upper respiratory illness that I've ever had. The so-called COVID pneumonia, as they call it, is pretty brutal. I was coughing so much that about 40% of the time, I was actually coughing up a bit of blood. I'm glad it's all done now. The last thing I want to briefly talk about is the guy that I met 20 years ago that was single, and he was my landlord when my girlfriend and I were renting his basement, from around 2002. He was in his late 60s and living a stress-free lifestyle. I wondered what had happened to him, so I did a Google search in Street View, and I saw him cleaning his front yard last year, and he looks like he's in his late 80s right now. It makes me wonder if he would still be alive today if he was married. I don't think he would. Johnny, think about that as you get older. When we're younger, we tend to get lonely fairly easily as males. But as we're older, we get a lot happier as men and less stressed out if there's no one there in our life. But the job of soy society is to make us feel lonely all the time, either through sappy love songs or movies where the protagonist is single and sad. I'm glad that movies and music are failing at that particular task, as more men are walking away than ever. The old propaganda is no longer as powerful as it once was. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Johnny for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Johnny's mother's emotional sanity has been smashed now that she believes her own son has rejected her. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the parents that are fine if their son ruins their lives, so long as they give them some grandchildren out of the deal away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.